Bobby, she whispered in a trembly voice. She looked like a pirate and sounded like a winning contestant on that Bill Cullen show, The Price is Right. Oh, Bobby, so much money. Where did it come from?
Ted's bet, Bobby said. This is the payout.
But Ted, won't he?
He won't need it anymore. Liz winced as if one of her bruises had suddenly twinged.
Then she began sweeping the money together, sorting the bills even as she did so. I'm going to get you that bike, she said. Her fingers moved with the speed of an experienced three-card Monte dealer.
No one beats that shuffle, Bobby thought. No one has ever beaten that shuffle.
First thing in the morning, soon as the Western Auto opens, then we'll go.
I don't want a bike, he said. Not from that and not from you. She froze with her hands full of money, and he felt her rage bloom at once, something red and electrical.
No thanks from you, are there? I was a fool to ever expect any. God damn you if you're not the spitting image of your father.
She drew back her hand again with the fingers open. The difference this time was that he knew it was coming. She had blindsided him for the last time.
How would you know? Bobby asked. You've told so many lies about him, you don't remember the truth.
And this was so. He had looked into her, and there was almost no Randall Garfield there. Only a box with his name on it. His name, and a faded image that could have been almost anyone. This was the box where she kept the things that hurt her. She didn't remember about how he liked that Joe Stafford song, didn't remember, if she'd ever known, that Randy Garfield had been a real sweetie who'd give you the shirt right off his back. There was no room for things like that in the box she kept. Bobby thought it must be awful to need a box like that. He wouldn't buy a drunk a drink, he said. Did you know that?
What are you talking about?
You can't make me hate him, and you can't make me into him. He turned his right hand into a fist and cocked it by the side of his head. I won't be his ghost. Tell yourself as many lies as you want to about the bills he didn't pay, and the insurance policy he lost out on, and all the inside straits he tried to fill, but don't tell them to me. Not anymore.
Don't. Raise your hand to me, Bobby O. Don't you ever raise your hand to me.
In answer, he held up his other hand, also fisted.
Come on. You want to hit me? I'll hit you back. You can have some more, only this time you'll deserve it. Come on.